Prayers for Spiritual Growth. Hi friends, not just an ordinary write-up here, but a place I talk with my God each day. I try to write a prayer each day to my Lord and my God, but some days I'm empty, I feel dry and not inspired to write. On those days, I would merely read and pray with prayers of the previous days. My daily meditation texts mostly come from the gospel passage of each day and other spiritual readings. Each prayer has a date and a title. I invite you to pray with me, for prayer is the best food for our spiritual growth. God never fails when we pray to Him in faith and trust in His promises. Meanwhile, you may also pray with me by listening to some audio on the fruits of my daily meditation by clicking the related links below. Let us pray. 1. You stand by me, Jesus. When I think my world is coming to an end, when I think I can't hold it any longer, when the way forward seems dark and scary, and I am like at sea in the dark, when the storms of life are raging, dearest Jesus, you say, "It is I, do not be afraid." You are always there, O Lord, standing by me, rescuing, consoling, comforting, and opening the way forward. Like Peter, you are inviting me to come to you, to walk upon the storms of my life without fear. O Lord, hold my hand and do not let me sink. With confidence, I come, lead me on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 2. Jesus, you are my God, I rely on you. Sweet Jesus, what a wonderful God you are. You are my God, I rely on you. I have all the reasons to depend on you. The sweet smell of life is around you. Everlasting water that never stops flowing comes from you. Everlasting food that gives, and would forever give me nourishment is you. In you, there is no hunger or thirst. The multitude on the mount ate and had their fill and much more left over. Truly you are a dependable and reliable God. You are worthy of my praise and adoration. Thank you, Lord. I depend on you, to savor the sweet aroma of life, forever and ever. Amen. 3. I say yes to your Holy Spirit, O risen Jesus. O risen Lord Jesus, God with us. Having slept well and now on a bright new day, all I have to say is, thank you, Lord, and yes to you. I say yes to the action of your Holy Spirit in my life. Do with me what you want, O Spirit of Jesus. Inspire my thoughts, words and acts, and make me resemble my Lord and my God in words and good deeds today. Spirit of Jesus, my helper, my love, my consoler, I say yes to you, come and dwell in me. Risen Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 4. Jesus, light of the world, I trust in you. O loving Jesus, light of the world, thank you for coming into the world to save me. By your light, you make me see, do things easily, be happy, and have confidence, fearing nothing. How can I live without you, the light of my life? You would always make a way where there is no way. Like Joseph in Egypt, Daniel in the lion's den, Shadrach and his brothers, miraculously, you let the apostles this day out of prison because you will always make a way where there is no way and shine your light of salvation upon your loved one. I believe, hope, and trust, dear Lord, that I am walking in your light and your mighty hand is at work in my life. When you say yes, no one can say no. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 5. Thank you, Lord, for revealing the Holy Spirit to me. My Lord and my God, Jesus, I thank you for revealing the Holy Spirit to me again in a special way. Like the wind that comes and goes and I only see its action, so do your Holy Spirit in my life. I see his actions in my life now but do not know where he will lead me in the next moment. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit, for your presence with me. I believe you are here with me, enlightening, strengthening, and directing. I abandon myself totally to your will. Lead me where you want me to go and to do what is right. Inspire me to know what is right and what is wrong each moment. O Holy Spirit Divine, whisper my case to the Father and the Son and unite me with God now and forever. Dearest Holy Spirit, my helper, I trust in you. Amen. 6. You are with me, Lord. My sweet Jesus, I believe that where I am now you sent me and you are with me. Help me to do all that you have assigned me to do well. Whisper to me by your Holy Spirit and strengthen me to do only your will and not mine. Dearest Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 7. Loving Jesus, soften my hardened heart. Dearest Lord, let my heart not be hardened or my faith confused to believe fully that you are alive and with me always. Soften my heart, Lord, in moments I'm neither hot nor cold, let my faith be firm and steady, for I believe, hope, and trust that you are with me always. I refuse to doubt your presence and mighty handiwork in my life. Ever-present Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 8. Without you, my efforts are in vain, Lord. What I do in life is not by my power, O Lord, but according to the beautiful plan you have for me. As I worship and glorify you, I also allow myself as an instrument for your use. On my own I can't succeed, I can't catch any fish like Peter and his brothers, but with you, all things are possible. Amen. 9. I keep my eyes fixed on you, O risen Lord. Without doubt, without fear, I keep my eyes fixed on to the O risen Jesus. I gaze at you with faith, standing alive with the wounds of the nails you incurred for my sake, believing that you are my Lord and my God. In you, I put all my trust. Thank you for saving me, for being alive and still assuring me of your friendship. I love you, Jesus. Amen. 10. Yes, Lord, truly I believe. O risen Lord, truly I believe that you are always with me. No doubt you do certain things through me that very often I sit and wonder whether I did them. Those moments I think there's nothing I can do or say, but before long, you throw in your enlightenment and make me see the right direction to follow. Yes, Lord, truly I believe you are always with me. Pardon me in those moments I ignore or doubt your presence, when I think I'm alone and it's by my power that I do things. Like the apostles to Emmaus today, you are assuring me of your continuous real presence in my life and my family, in the Eucharist I receive. Jesus, help me never to doubt your presence anymore. Risen Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 11. What a friendship with you, Jesus! What a friendship between you and Mary Magdalene, O risen Lord! A friend in need, a friend indeed. How I cherish being your friend too. O sweet Jesus, make me your friend and call me by my name too. I love to hear your voice, dear Jesus. I'll keep listening and searching until I hear and find you. Risen Jesus, I hope in you. Amen. 12. You are here, Lord. Not in the tomb, not in the world of the dead, but here, right here in my family you are, O risen Jesus. I believe and trust that you would never leave us but be with us always till the end of time. O risen Lord, you showed yourself to the women on their way from the tomb, show yourself to us too. I love you, I worship and adore you, O sweet Jesus, you are my life and my all, you are all I want, all I need now and forever. Amen. 13. Alleluia. 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 I would shout and dance Alleluia to you, my Lord and my God. You have broken the chains of death and conquered the power of sin and darkness in my life. How wonderful is the Lord! Great and mighty is his name. We, my family, shall live and not die because you have taken our place on the cross and bought us everlasting life. May you reign forever and ever, our Savior and our King. Thank you, risen Jesus. Alleluia. 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 14. I say yes to my cross, O Jesus. Sweet Jesus, on this Good Friday, I embrace my cross and believe you would make it lighter. I say yes to my cross, to carry it and follow you on Calvary's road, a road so tough but victorious. Precious Jesus, hold my hand, I trust in you. Amen. 15. You are my everlasting food, O Lord. Wonderful Jesus, I give you all the adoration and praise. I adore you on this special day as you offer your very self, body, and blood for my nourishment and sanctification. Thank you, dearest Lord, for being the food that strengthens me always, my everlasting food. May your divine nourishment bring me the grace of true humility towards others and good health for my family. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen. 16. I choose to love Jesus. Loving Jesus, despite all situations, I choose to love you to the end. Let me never betray you, Lord, but love you always in return for your great love of me. I worship and praise you, Jesus, you are my all in all. Take consolation, dearest Lord, for the pain you bore for me. Thank you for forgiving my sins. You are the friend I trust now and forever. Amen. 17. Loving Jesus, teach me the truth. All-knowing Jesus, Lord, it is difficult to know the truth and to understand when the truth is said. Oh, loving Jesus, teach me to know and say only the truth in any situation I face. Encircle me with your grace of a clear vision of truth in all I say and do. When I do the best I can and others misunderstand, I believe that you who know all about me are standing by me and your grace would lead me to the end. Dearest Jesus, I believe in you. Amen. 18. Precious Lord, you will never leave me alone. Lord Jesus, how wonderful and consoling to know that your Father never left you alone in the mission he gave you. Oh precious Lord, I believe you have a mission for me too and would never leave me alone. You have journeyed with my family always and have never abandoned us. I believe, hope, and trust that you will continue to be with us to the end. Loving Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 19. May I be your testimony too, O Lord. How I love to be your testimony, dearest Lord. To be like my Lord and my God, whose heart is full of true love and every work of his genuine and merciful. How I wish to be like you, sweet Jesus, with humble and gentle ways that include everyone with no discrimination. Loving Jesus, give me the grace to be your testimony too. Amen. 20. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Dearest Jesus, I admit that even the tiniest sin makes me unhappy and weakened. Merciful Lord, give me the grace of a good confession this Lent, forgive me, and help me to avoid sin with all my strength, that I may once again enjoy your consolation and healing. Loving Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 21. Your mighty hand is ever at work in my life, O Lord. O, my Lord and my God, your mighty hand is ever at work in my life. I can't count your miracles, they are beyond compare. Open my eyes, dear Lord, to see your continuous love, mercy, saving, and healing power upon my family. By your grace, may I never be parted from you but be more closely united each day of my life and live in your abundant grace and mercy. Jesus, Lord, I trust in you. Amen. Dear friends, keep praying and trusting in God and he will never fail you. You may also pray with me by listening to some audio on the fruits of my daily meditation by clicking the related links below.